Well, hey, good morning. It's 7:09. Welcome to the show. Today we got some clouds. It's going to be cooler. Some rain possible. High of 67 tonight. Clear. Low of 55. Right now it's about 59. Don't forget Boba Flex joining me live in the studio here in about an hour and a half. They are playing at Czar's 505 tonight for a low dose show. I'll tell you more about that. We're going to have some fun with those guys here again coming up around 8:30. Right now, though, it's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Good news. No. Great news, everybody. The crowdfunded Super Trooper sequel is officially done. Yes! Hunter and I have been talking about this every day for the last year and a half. Star and Broken Lizard member Kevin Heffernan, a.k.a. Farva, shared the good news with fans Wednesday in an extensive write-up chronicling the final days of the post-production process. Farva revealed that Fox Searchlight has seen the final product and will begin making release plans soon. Hopefully, Fox Searchlight will want to have Super Troopers 2 in theaters next summer. An official date should be announced shortly. I hope it's not too long. Because it was like 2015 when they did the crowdfunder, so it's been 2 years, man. I cannot wait to see that. I cannot wait to see it. I hope they don't let us down. Well, according to a new study, binge drinking just two nights a week can add 33 pounds of fat to your life each year. Canadian researchers crunched the numbers and found that drinking five beers on Friday night and five beers on Saturday night adds to 110,000 calories in a year's time. Now, if you're not burning those calories off to go along, they get stored up to a whopping 33 pounds of fat. Luckily, I'm usually very mobile when I'm drinking, doing a lot of dancing, a lot of running around. You add in the puking at some point at night. I don't think it's the beer. It's the Taco Bell that I shove down my drunk face at the end of the night. That's what adds the calories, man. That's what adds the calories. And lastly, Tom Wopat from the Dukes of Hazzard was arrested Wednesday for allegedly groping a woman's butt. It happened in Massachusetts on the set of production of 42nd Street he's starring in. Tom didn't just grab her cheeks either. She told police he actually... the fingers in the butt crack, between the butt cheeks. He did the finger between the butt cheeks thing. Anyway, he's also allegedly grabbed another woman around the lower waist and pulled her to him. And a third woman claimed that he peeled sunburned skin off her arm without an invitation. I don't know about that. Whatever. It seems like a woman who just wants to get in on the action. When Tom was confronted by the bosses, he denied he did anything wrong. He also said, quote, F them all. But a report was filed, so Roscoe and Cletus went looking for him. When they found him, they also found cocaine. He had a baggie in his front pocket and at least one more in the car, plus a blue straw. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony indecent assault and battery and a misdemeanor possession. Ooh, not looking good there, Tommy. Excuse me. I hope everything works out. I hope he's not in a bad place. I love Dukes of Hazzard. And I'd hate to see a stain on that classic show. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?